Amen. Shall we pray? Our dear Lord, we thank you this morning for this gathering of saints, Lord.
And as we are gathered here like this, we have not gathered to listen to a man. We have not gathered to be fed with the doctrines of a man. But we are gathered here, Lord, to be fed with the body of the Son of Man. So as you are the teacher, Lord, may you come down and teach us, Lord, as we are going through your word. Anoint it, O Lord, into our hearts, Lord. Give us inspiration and guidance from the Spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn quickly to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Amen. You may please be seated. Shalom to you all. May God bless each and every one of you. I greet the servants of God here, the senior ministers, God bless them. I am Brother Naftali from Togo, from Pastor Donnie's church, and I bring you greetings from Pastor Donnie, my wife, and the brethren from there. May God bless you. Amen.
So, I think this Sunday school time now,
and the Lord has put something on my heart, just a little something for us before the main service comes. I hope my English is, you can understand. Okay. It's better I speak the wrong English you understand well than me speaking the very good French that you cannot understand. So, I would like to talk about the authority of an adopted son. The authority of an adopted son. Amen. And we thank God that in this end time, God has not left us in darkness, but he has sent us a prophet to teach us, to reveal this Bible to us. Amen. Because this Bible without revelation will not bring life. But it is the revelation of the world that will bring you light and life. Amen. So this morning we would like to talk about the authority of an adopted son. Amen. You know, the prophet told us that the natural types the spiritual. Amen. So in the natural, there was something that used to be done in Israel, which is called adoption, the ceremony of adoption. Amen. Any man that has got riches and a big man that has got properties, when he has a son, because of his businesses. He's busy all the time. He might not have time for his child. He will just give the son to tutors, governors, to teach and train that son. Amen. And every time, those tutors and governors must give account to the father concerning the behavior of the son. Yeah. And there is a difference between a child and a son, right? Amen. Immediately a boy is born or a girl is born is a child for his father. Amen. But to prove that that son, that child is what the father wants him to be, he must be trained, he must be tested. Hallelujah. And now, in the spiritual, the prophet will tell us this, that character is not a gift, but a victory. Mm-hmm. It means that every son and every daughter of God that is born again must be tested, must be tried. Hallelujah. And God should give him a tutor or a governor to train him and be giving account to the father. Praise the living God. Amen. Now, as we see this boy sitting here now, this boy, as little as he is, has got everything the father has. This boy has got beard like this. This boy has got strong voice like this. Amen. Like a man. This boy has got a wife. He has children. He has muscles. Amen. He has a car. He can drive a car. He is a lawyer or anything you can think of. But all those things, you cannot see them yet. But they are there. They are potentially in him already. Hallelujah. God has congested all those things and put them in him. Every characteristic of a man, God has congested them and put them in him. Potentially. And those things cannot work yet.
Good.
Now, every child that has become a son should have behaviors, the same nature, the same character pertaining to his father.
Amen.
And Jesus will say that the Son of God will do nothing except what he sees the Father doing. So what the Father is, the Son is supposed to be, if he is the right Son of the Father. Because it is possible for a woman to go with another man and give the child to another man. Does it happen? So for that child to prove that he is the right son of his father, must have the same nature, the same characteristics of his father. And time is what will prove that. Amen. And we have always been sons and daughters of God. Before the foundation of the world, God has predestinated us. He has seen us as sons and daughters. Hallelujah. But for us to prove what we are, God has sent us here and has put us in a body called time. Hallelujah. To try us, to test us. And if we succeed, then he will adopt us. Now, as we are adopted now, there is an authority that goes with that adoption.
Praise God.
Now, there is adoption for the whole church, the whole bride of God. And there is adoption individually. Because it is individuals that has formed that mystical body of Christ. And the prophet said in adoption part 1, let me quote this from paragraph 50
to 52. Yeah. The prophet said, how that God has set some in the church through the labor pains. Oh, they get tremendous sometimes. When a church is groaning under the persecution of the outside world, believing on the Lord Jesus, that the promise of the Holy Ghost is just as real to us as it was to Pentecost, how they groan and cry under labor pains. But when they are born and positionally born into the kingdom of God, then the Holy Ghost has set in the church some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists.
Amen. You know, most often this is the only thing we know in the message. Excuse me. Amen. I don't know how to beat about the bush. So you will take me just as I am. Amen. Most often in the message, this is the only thing we know. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. That's all. But that's not the only thing that God has placed in the body. Amen. Now, the body of Christ, as they left in the shadow, they left Israel walking through the wilderness. When they enter into Canaan, the promised land, they had to be placed. Everybody placed somewhere. All of them, they have a portion. As all of us in the body of Christ, as we call it, the bride of Christ, everyone has got a portion. Hallelujah. And we, our promised land is the land of the Holy Ghost. Now, notice this. When they crossed Jordan and entered into the promised land, there were enemies there. So they had to fight. And if they fight and overcome, then they can have their portion. Amen. So the only thing to do is not just joining a message church. It's not just being born again. If you are born again, you have to grow. And now Paul is saying here that where, even when you are born again, you are just like a servant. You have to serve as a servant, your father, under tutors, till you grow. Hallelujah. So he has set in the body some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists. And now let's continue the quote. The prophet said, then he gave into their speaking with tongues. It's the prophet. It's not me. Hope we believe in the prophet. Interpretation of tongues, knowledge, wisdom, gifts of healing, all kinds of miracles. So it's not only the fivefold ministry, but we also have the nine spiritual gifts in the body. Amen. And some are called to manifest those gifts in the body. So the only thing is not being born again, having the baptism of the Holy Ghost is good, but you have to grow. Where the church, now this is my purpose of doing this. The church is always trying to take somebody else's corner. Everybody wants to be a pastor. But we are not all called to be pastors. Amen. But don't do that. You can never raise corn in Ephraim's corner if you are Manasseh. You've got to take your place in Christ. Positionally, take it. Now let me drop this one. Rapture is not for babies. Rapture is for sons. So when you are born, you need to grow till you reach the same stature with the Son of God. Amen. It's not for babies. It's not for children. It's for sons. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, it gets deep and rich when we get in there. How that God puts one in the church to speak with tongues. Another,
He didn't finish. Now we have been taught many times. We all have to speak with tongues. That is wrong. We all got to do it. No, we don't. They all didn't do one thing. Each the land was provided and divided up by inspiration. And each one, I could take the scriptures and show it to you exactly that he put them in the place where they were supposed to be. Positionally. Amen. How that the two half tribes was to stay across the river. How that their mothers cried that in their birth. And how that each place was supposed to be. Now, as long as you don't find your position and your place in this mystical body of Christ, you will never be blessed. The blessing of Naphtali is attached to his portion on the promised land. The blessing of Caleb is attached to his portion that God has ordained him to receive in the promised land. And the blessing of each and every one of us is attached to what we have been predestinated for, what we have been called for. Hallelujah. And today, if we have the Holy Ghost, some don't even have it yet. But if we have that Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is giving account to God on our behavior. If we obey or not. That is why we sing, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So that Holy Ghost is in you, is your guide. And you have to obey your guide. You have to trust him. You have to believe in him. Hallelujah. To be adopted by the Father. Amen. And through your trials, every time a trial comes on you, the way you react, if you react good, then you move forward. And you will be growing. Hallelujah. And in those times, when the ceremony of adoption takes place, the father will put on a robe on the son. His own robe on the son. Is that right? Hallelujah. Now, we've seen that in the Old Testament, Jacob has designed a robe for his son, a garment for his son, Joseph. And it was a seven-colored garment. Right?
Good.
Now we are in the New Testament. And that Old Testament was a shadow. Now in the reality, in the spiritual realm, when we are born again, we need to grow from faith to virtue. Hallelujah. Then we have two colors. Praise God. Amen. And a color is a virtue. Is a nature. Hallelujah. Is a characteristic. Amen. So we need to grow from faith to virtue, from virtue to knowledge, from knowledge to temperance, from temperance to patience. Amen. From patience to godliness, and from godliness to brotherly love. Amen. So when we reach there, it means we have grown in the full stature of a man. Amen. When I was born, I was just a boy. I could not preach that time. You know, my father is a pastor in the message. That's a grace. Amen. I could not preach that time when I was a boy going to school. But today, I have grown. And when you hear my voice, you will think you are hearing the voice of my father. Amen. Where if my father will come here now, you will nod. He is really the son of his father. Amen. Because when you see me, you see him through me. Amen. But when I was a boy, I needed to grow. Sometimes he had to flog me to correct me. Amen. Hallelujah. What he did with my father for me to be manifested, today I have done. He is married, I am married. He is a father, I am a father. I produce a daughter, he produced daughters. Amen. But then I couldn't do. Because I had to grow. Then I couldn't take care of the businesses of my father. But today, where he cannot go, he can send me. And me being there is as good as if he was there. My decision is as good as his. But when I was a boy, that was not possible. And each and every one of us must find out what he or she have been called for before that rapture will happen. You see what is delaying the rapture? You are crying, rapture should come, rapture should come. What are you? What have you become for God? Do you have a good report with the Father concerning you? Are you obeying the Holy Ghost? Or you are silencing him? If you are a boy, a servant of your father can do sometimes as he pleases with you. He can cheat on you. You will not know. Because you don't know what belongs to you. You don't know what kind of authority you have over him. But the day you grow and become a son and recognize your position as a son of the Father, from that day, when you speak, that servant should obey. But when you are a boy, sometimes he can even knock you on the head. Because you don't know yet who you are. Hallelujah. Now, when we are born as boys or girls, what do we need to grow? When you take this, our natural flesh, the prophet said it has been composed, formed with 16 elements. Am I right? Amen. Now, the foods that we need are also being produced through the distinct earth. The ground. And our body also was formed by dust. So when our body claims to eat something, is asking for something, it means that the elements of the earth that is in that food is in us. So this deep is calling for that deep. Hallelujah. So when the other deep will respond now, it will make us grow. So as we are eating this natural food, we will be growing. So those characteristics of our parents in us will be developing as we eat. So what the child needs is to eat, and he will grow. So spiritually speaking, what we need to grow is the word of God. That is why a normal Christian cannot miss church. A normal one. Because you know we have many types of Christians. But a normal Christian will not miss church. Do you know that for a Sunday service, when the doors of the church are open and you are elsewhere, it's a sin? The prophet said it. Thank you. If you are elsewhere, it's a sin. And how can the Holy Ghost be here bringing out this word which is meant for your spiritual growth, and that Holy Ghost in you will leave you and you will be staying somewhere else? How can you help that one? Huh? If the Holy Ghost is in you, he will always draw you here. He will bring you here. Because even that Holy Ghost in you, the prophet said it is the word which is receiving this word. Because when he came in you,
it just came like this button.
A small light in you. But that small light is the power that created heaven and earth. Amen. So every time you are eating the word, it is developing, growing, and casting out darkness. Casting out greenness from you. For you to be ripe. Amen. So each and every one of us must fight. Because we are not on a picnic ground. This flesh that you are cherishing is the enemy of God. And it's your enemy. The prophet said, my enemy is William Branham. And if this flesh, this William Branham, can put himself aside, then God will come on the scene and do things that William Branham know nothing about. So it is a kingdom. This flesh is a kingdom. And you have to break it down for the kingdom of God to have full dominion in you. And while breaking it down with the word of God, then you are growing from faith to virtue. Hallelujah. Till you reach the full stature of the Son of God. And God has created a body for himself, sent it on this earth to be our example of how a son of God should be before he will be adopted. That is why Jesus needed to be baptized. Meanwhile, he never sinned before. Amen. He was born and baptized. And after the baptism, he received the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said somewhere that when Jesus was 12, the Holy Ghost was not yet in him. And it was a stumbling block for somebody. Amen. But the Holy Ghost came in him at the age of 30 when he was baptized. That was when the Father came in him. Amen. That's what the prophet said. Praise God. And after that baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Father had to take him on the mountain. That is Matthew 17. To be adopted on that mountain. And for that adoption, there needed to be witnesses. Peter, John, and James. And we also had heavenly witnesses. Praise God. And it is the same thing with you. To be adopted, people are watching you. Heaven is watching you. Amen. The way you behave, people know. If you behave as a correct Christian, they know. They cannot live as a true Christian, your neighbors, because it is not given to them. But they know how a Christian is supposed to live. And if you are not the normal Christian, they will know. When the double portion of the spirit of Elijah came on Elisha, when the sons of prophets saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah is upon Elisha. Elisha was not shouting, I have the spirit of Elijah on me. I have the spirit of Elijah on me. I have the spirit of Elijah. No, 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 no. When they saw him, they said it. When they saw Peter and the rest, they said they are Christians. Amen. How are you living in your neighborhood? It's very important. Each and every one of us should pray till we know what we have been called for. Because if we don't manifest what we have been placed in this church, in this local body, and in the mystical body of Christ, what we have been placed to do, if we don't manifest it, the prophet said, we will give account.
I have another quote here. The prophet said this. I'm reading from Adoption Part 2, from paragraph 188. Now, when the father in the Old Testament understood that his son was come of age and had been seasoned out unto adoption, unto they are born a child, but when they are a son right then, but then they'll never be no more than just a child, just an ordinary son, until they mature and show what they are. Then he calls him out then. You see? So when the child is not manifesting the characteristics of the father, then the father will know that this one is not my son. He doesn't have my DNA. So we have to prove what we are. We have to prove who we are. And by our lives, the world will know that we are the sons of God. Now, here we are, church. Are you ready? Now it's a little bit late. Everybody bite your finger, pinch your soul, and pluck your heart just for a minute. Now we are going to place the church. When the church gets to that place, he says, Manasseh, you belong over here. Ephraim, you over here. Then he takes him out to a certain place, the father does, and he sets him upon a high place like this, and he has a ceremony. And they all come around, and he said, I want everyone to know that this is my child, and I adopt my son, and I want anyone to know from henceforth that his name, he didn't finish, I dress him up, a special dress on him, and I want you to know that his son, his name is just as good on any check as my name is. He is my child. I adopt him into my family, although he's been my son since he was born. Since he received the Holy Ghost, he's been my son. But now I'm going to place him positionally in authority. What he fires is fired. What he hires, he's hired. And verily, verily, I say unto you, if you say to this tree, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you've said will come to pass. You can have what you've said. See? There you are. There you are. See? He is my son. How many knows that the adoption, they adopted a son after had proved to be a... You didn't finish? Everybody that ever read the Bible, placing of son.
That is what it is. Amen. We have to prove what we are. And after that, God will announce even to hell, to Satan and the demons, that this is my son. So what he says, you should obey. Because his word is as good as mine. His name on every checklist, checkbook is as good as my own name. The authority of an adopted son. May God bless you. Shalom.
Shall we bow our heads? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your grace that has brought us to your house this morning. We want to appreciate, Lord, this portion of your blessing, Lord, that you have sent to us through your word. We thank you very much, O God, for having us in mind as your sons and daughters before the world began. And that is why when we arrive here by your grace, you could call us, Lord, through your word. And Lord, you could let your word bring conviction upon our hearts. And we see the need to serve you and to follow you. And Lord, by your grace, Lord, we find grace in your sight to repent of our sins, Lord, and to forsake them. And then we surrender ourselves according to the instructions of your word, to be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, so many of us by your grace have received your spirit. And day by day you are working upon us through your word and your spirit, Lord, to do the work of growth in our life. We thank you very much. Whichever condition each one of us is this morning, your word is a standard. Those who have not received your spirit, may they receive it today. Those that have received it, may you take each one to higher heights, Father. Oh God, we don't want to come short of anything that your word has said that we should be. May you walk upon everyone there, Father. As for all the gifts, Lord, which you have said that, Lord, they should be in the body, that is the instruction of your word. May we find grace to keep our vessels sanctified, cleansed, prepared, O God, and Lord, may we seek you day by day until we are able to find our position in your body. Let it be, Heavenly Father. May these blessings we have received may never depart from any of us. May your spirit cement it in our heart, O Father. And Lord, prepare us for a greater blessing where we come for the main service. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, your servant, we have made yourself in this Sunday school, that you will still make yourself in the rest of the service of the day. We ask that you renew his strength, recall him, Heavenly Father, and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.